Would you rather get punched by a silverback or prime Mike Tyson? Oh, this picture is hilarious, dude. Ready to sock you a good one. That's the peppy meme. Nature is lit. It's not somebody. Nature is lit, said it. It said a silverback gorilla drunk on fermented bamboo stems before punching their photographer. Imagine you looking through your lens. And that's the last thing you see. Like you focusing, man. Oh man,
so there a fly buzzing around my head.
Yeah, what? About to knock your block off. And in the community, hood biologist asked that you have to take one. Would you rather get punched by a silverback or prime Mike Tyson? Easy decision. Scoop, can we get another poll going, please? Who would you rather get punched by? Would you rather get punched by a silverback gorilla or a prime Mike Tyson? McMahon, who you got?
Comfortably Mike Tyson. And I say that with all due respect. With all due respect to Iron Mike, the champ. I'm thinking surface area of the punch alone from Tyson's fist compared to the gorilla's fist. I'm hospitalized by the Tyson punch. Potentially killed, but hospitalized. I'm killed by the gorilla. Like, Tyson's going to most likely stop also after the one punch. He'll understand what's happening. The gorilla does not. The gorilla has no understanding.
They fight dirty. Say it.
Yeah, just hit him. Just hit this man once. Got you, boss. That's not what's going to happen. Yeah.
They
tear me
gloves up and go back to their corner.
I'm hospitalized.
Getting an error when I tried to do the pull. Let me try again.
Yeah, because they know. They know this will be our first 101% to zero.
No, there's so many people who think they can fight animals like of this stature.
Hood biology, his argument was that gorillas aren't trained to punch. That's why he would prefer the gorilla. And people are trying to say, like, my brother, you like what mad if what if you just mush you? Just one good mushing will separate your head from your body.
Okay, there it goes. It worked.
Here
now.
We go. Hold us up. Who'd you rather be punched by? The silverback gorilla or Tyson?
Okay, someone just voted gorilla. A couple people have voted gorilla, I think.
The biologist rallying the troops. He did a poll in the community. What did the poll turn out? I think it's under this. I hope it's under this one because you can't search for nothing. Iron Mike 58, silverback 42.
That's way too close.
Scoob, what say you?
I'm not taking a punch from a gorilla. Like, it's going to send me across.
He's not trained to punch.
I'm not trained to take a punch.
Customato
from
never
him.
Had him in a.
Yeah, imagine me trying to. All right,
they just throw the bat.
Under the string.
I'm gonna get hit in the chest. I'm gonna go flying back like a Marvel movie. There'll be an imprint in the wall where I struck the wall.
Now, what's gonna happen is it'll go through your body. And he's just gonna have to peel your torso off like a wristwatch. That's what's gonna happen.
Who's the old Celtics player who got blown away by the jet engine? That's what's gonna happen if the gorilla punches you. You're 40 yards in the distance.
That's what, yeah, like all those guys Tyson knocked out in 30 seconds, they got up eventually. They had another fights that night. You know what I'm saying? Tyson wasn't headlining then. You get punched by, do we know what happened to this photographer? That might be need to be our question. Did it just knock the camera through it, just embedded it in there? They just got a Sony nose now because it just knocked their shit all the way out.
He
looked like he trained to punch in this one. He looked like he trained to punch.
The train to punch thing is so fucking stupid. All they do is fight. They're in the wild. Like, that's all they've done. I'd argue they're more trained to fight.
Nah, but he wasn't in there with a Bundini Brown like Muhammad Ali was. So he doesn't know how to tuck the finger so you don't break it. Don't know how to move the body.
He has
he's on his toes.
Southpaw. He don't even know. He don't even know what a southpaw is.
He hasn't had 5 to 10 fights against journeyman boxers with losing records.
Fighting cans.
Fender with a wild.
Yeah, tip. Fender. Hold on now. Fender says kind of off topic, but Mike Tyson is probably one of the most overrated athletes of all time. I'm listening.
How?
Like based off, I'm listening.
I'm not.
I would like to hear the case. I would guess it's he ain't fighting nobody, Paul. That would be my case, but I would like.
Oh, we can pull that.
I think it's fair to give Fender. Lost to Buster Douglas, Paul. Never played Bama.
I mean, the man is 50-6. There's no way he didn't fight anybody.
Let me see, and I would bet. Those six, all five of them six came like toward the end, man. Like like ATN, Lennox Lewis, McBride and Williams were the last fights. That was 05. If 05 Mike Tyson is the Mike Tyson you saw, I could see how you maybe would think that. Vince, a lot of people think Mike Tyson's top five and he's not close. I don't know, man.
Not close is tough.
Because if you want to
say he's not top five, I disagree, but fair. Saying he's not close, that's a bridge too far.
Yeah. Because, like, it's, if you want to say, like, the Ali, like, form and all that, it's not to say he would have whooped anybody's ass, but he had that chance. He had that type of power. That type, it's the speed. I think that's what he doesn't get enough credit for. Young Tyson was the speed. Because he was just, 5'10". He was just a fire hydrant. Just throwing absolute like he was knocking people out through their gloves. Like he had that type of power, strength, and it's like all you got to do is get him to go the distance. You think them other guys ain't try that? Yeah, man. I'll just make him move his feet.
Did lose to Holyfield twice though. I saw that.
Holyfield was a monster.
Got ejected. Yeah, Holyfield was a monster, and he got ejected in one of them. So I don't know that.
Yeah, we got to get Tyson's advanced numbers, his exit velocity.
Liam Gallagher, knockout merchant. Yeah, that's
stop the poll, school.
Oh, yeah.
And take a break and we'll see who the people rather be punched by. Who he's at.
I've been looking at this ref's name this entire time. Harry Papacharalambos. That's a name.
I know he called a tight one, man. He wasn't letting nothing above the belt. Above the belt. 80%
too low
of the people say Tyson. 19%, a fifth of you all still would rather be punched by a gorilla.
What, like, what's the argument? Tyson's more precise with his blows, like the gorilla may miss. I don't think the gorilla is missing.
He's not trained to punt.
It overswings, just hits itself, and you're like, yeah, I made the right choice.
I'm like, that's the one. You all saw it.
I was like you said, if they were just did not fight or wrestle or do any of that in nature, even then, you can find me an animal that's never thrown a punch. It's like, I still don't think I won. Not one built like a silver, one that looked like that. Nah, 20% still not enough, but.
I don't want to rob you, but I have to. That's what his face is telling me. Like, you understand. Yeah.
This is going to hurt you a lot more than it's going to hurt me.
You don't understand. The fermented stems are making me do this.
Yeah, no, I had a little too much Pruno. I have to knock your glasses through your face. I'm sorry. Yeah, this is Boomer Chris Berman after the game. I can't say, we get it up. You just got to listen to what he said.
Also, of course, two African-American quarterbacks starting against each other in the Super Bowl for the first time, fittingly. February 12th is Abe Lincoln's birthday. Here we go with the highlights in case you missed.
Play that again, Scoot.
Fittingly?
Fittingly? But what do you mean by that?
Also, of course, two African-American quarterbacks starting against each other in the Super Bowl for the first time, fittingly. February 12th is Abe Lincoln's birthday. Here we go with the
fittingly.
The music coming in for the highlights directly after that's incredible.
He signed emancipation. Whoop! There goes slavery. Whoop!
Sojourner Truth. Whoop!
From
Lovell.
Tom, he's just walking off set.
Where's Boog? Steve Young's like, nah, he's spitting. I don't think enough people saw that because it was ESPN after the game and all that. Like, if Boom said that, like, as they threw it to the Super Bowl MVP, man, it wouldn't have been no Super Bowl next year. This would have been the last one. I said, fittingly, what the fuck do you mean by that, man?
For someone his age, like, he thought he was being crazy progressive, even mentioning any of that. And there was, I saw it the second I saw the tweet. I said, oh, no.
Yeah, Sojourner the Truth from Texas A&M.
Zoom. Yeah. Zoom. Zoom. And Tubman dodges Border Patrol.
She's rumbling, stumbling, bumbling toward the Kentucky River. I couldn't believe it, man. Like, I should have believed it, but like, I couldn't believe it, Scoop.
Terry Bradshaw, he told Andy Reid to waddle on over here. He was
like, I said, man, they got to be really good friends. They have to be great friends. Because Terry eating good, too, and I ain't mad at it. I support this. He said, why get your big ass over here? Come here, man.
Only a comment a fat guy could make to another fat guy. If that was Rinaldi saying that, Reed throws him out of the stadium.
It was Burkhart. We'll talk to Biggums over here with your hungry ass. What'd you see out there? Snack a lot.
Can we get a cheeseburger for the winning coach? Can we get a burger?
Don't try to eat the mic, Tubby.
Hand him the trophy. Now it's not chocolate, Andy. Yes. Don't bite it.
I was like, man, they gotta be. Reed took it in stride. I was like, they must be good friends. I'll just take it as that they must be good friends. She could go. Oh, the way.
Unpleasant truths, guys. Just like, you know, Greenland's actually covered in ice, and Iceland's covered in green. It's like, all right, you. I've had enough.
Boo, boo. Why do we drive on parkways and park on? What's the comforting lies guy saying?
Pee is stored in the balls.
I said lies. Lies. What lies? That's also not comforting. Yeah, step over in line, buddy. The cats can have a little salami.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Comforting lie. It's a just Chris Berman's like, you know, Abe Lincoln being born is the reason for the Super Bowl.
Just got the domino meme. Abe Lincoln, Patrick Mahomes, big domino at the end.
Yeah, somebody put that. The first one was the Battle of Gettysburg, and the last one was Jalen Hurts versus Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl. In the Super Bowl. It's a butterfly effect, man. Sliding doors theory. What's meme number two?
This one, I didn't get this one. I didn't understand this one.
You got it.
He's got two right hands.
I think it's just someone else is paying for the person to write. I think that's what's happening here.
Paying for the ink.
Yeah, yeah. So there's a shadow.
The media is bought.
Yeah, oh. Media's... Okay, yes.
Since when?
Yeah, that's news to me.
Interesting. I like the first one better.
Yeah, the first one's way funnier.
What's the third mean? Ooh.
A lot of baldies.
They up. One sharp pencil head and a bunch of eraser heads. What is he trying to tell us?
I don't even know. Like, what would be wrong with this? Like, it's one pencil in a room full of erasers. That's fine. You could be. That can happen sometimes. I've been in a room like that before.
Sorry. Which side were you on?
I was one of the erasers, and we were giving that guy the work. We were beating his ass. No quarter.
He's dressed so nice. Kyrie pro segregation? Is that what I'm led to believe from this? I want all the pencils over there and the erasers over there, and never the twain shall meet. They are about to smoke them though.
Yeah, they got the ring around them.
He seems nervous. I would like to give the artist credit. Like, that is a flustered, pointy pencil.
Yeah. they got on their old Steelers uniforms they wear every once in a while. They're ugly as hell. I don't like them. First one's still clearing, I fear. What's the last part?
Last one's the worst.
It's a man with a tail of some sort, taped to his back, duct tape. That's how you keep that in order. And he's putting on, he works at the Angel Factory, it appears.
This is how I look, reaching for my towel, stepping out of the shower. Exact same build.
Tail and all. Wasn't the devil an angel, first off? Would he need, you know what I mean? Would he even need to dress up, to my understanding of it? And...
Well, he was an angel until he tried to take over heaven from God, and then heaven put him into hell. God put him into hell.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
Yeah.
Did they not take his security clearance?
I think they took the clearance, like the M&Ms. He tried to scan into heaven. Badge wouldn't work. Trap door opens. He's in hell.
Now you got to put on the white shirt and tie and halos and go.
Mm-hmm.
Right? This is the eraser head guy.
Malcolm said this is what Patrick Ewing was doing in the 80s.
Scoob, have you heard that rumor? Huh? I feel like,
no.
We talked about this one before. Oh, man.
Yeah, I think we might have.
I was going to say, I'm trying to... Mick, you want to tell? I feel like that's a... Ewing's a Boston boy.
It's... So back in the day, Scoob, they had the real short shorts, you know. They didn't have the baggies yet. And Ewing's not a small fella. So rumor has it, I've never heard this denied by anyone. He used to have to tape his hog to his leg before every game, otherwise it would just fall out the bottom of his shorts. And you can't be guarding a man in the post with his hog swinging around.
That's a flagrant one.
I mean, I believe it, but now just like, what happens if the tape comes undone? That's an international incident.
Flavor two.
Yeah, that's like swinging a damn elbow or something. I mean,
yeah, that's what the momentum it gets if it's real high. Tucked, it just comes right down.
Hey, cut a man in half.
Do you remember when LeBron randomly showed the world his penis during the game?
It was like the finals, wasn't it?
It was definitely nationally televised. I can't remember what stage.
I had playoffs in my mind. Yeah, they were just like in the huddle, and LeBron's like going to drop trail.
I mean, the LeBron show, he had his ass crack out the other day. He was sitting on the sideline. You could see his whole ass crack. He was sitting there. He's
not my king.
No, not my king. Jordan would never. Too much denim covering up that ass crack.
Yeah, he would. He's a sensible man. Scoob, can you tell us about the Kia boys?
Yeah, so the Kia boys, essentially, I don't know if it's like a formal gang or if it's just like a bunch of people seeing other people do it, so we all do it. But essentially...
Regular gang.
Yeah, yeah. So essentially, it's really easy to steal the lower model Kias, apparently. Like, it just takes a screwdriver and a USB, and you can, like... turn the car on and drive off. So essentially the Kia boys, they just, any Kia they see, they steal the Kia and they drive around town and they literally just smash them into other cars, wreck them, leave them and dip. That's it. You can't leave a Kia out in the city because that Kia will be stolen. Like, that's what my...
A victimless crime.
That's what the person down the block had, was a Kia. They were trying to steal a Kia down the block from me.
With a USB?
Apparently, that's what this article I'm reading here says, but yes.
An article, you say?
Yes.
They're telling people how to do it?
Right here, yes. So right here, it says, simple screwdriver and USB cable easily bypasses. Oh, yeah, because you plug it in and it starts the car, it looks like. Interesting.
Huh. They haven't recalled for this yet?
No, and apparently it's not even in Milwaukee anymore. This says it's a problem all over the world now.
Anywhere there's a Kia, I would imagine. They like just the Milwaukee ones are stealable. The Tennessee ones, good luck. I did not know this. So this is, yeah, we have no idea how big the gang is and how many boys are in the gang. It could be one person stealing all the kids.
I mean, it's like, it's a huge problem here. It'll be like teenagers, like 13-year-olds, like just stealing the cars, crashing them. And I saw people, I think some kids died when I Googled it, like a couple kids died. They crashed their Kia into someone else. It's like,
well, it wasn't their Kia, but yeah.
Well, yeah. Cool. Yeah. But it's,
that's even worse.
Yeah, it's wild. And it's particularly bad in this city. I know, like, people on Twitter will tweet me and be like, you don't drive a Kia, do you? Your car will be next.
Because yeah, I'm driving it right now. It's got Scoob on the dash. And it's headrest.
But yeah, someone in chat said Hyundai's getting sued because they aren't fixing it. So
yeah, that would feel... Of course, that Kia sent out the steering wheel thing. I was going to say, that feels like some type of... Yeah, recall or something we have to do because we don't want our product to be the car that people think of when getting stolen. That would appear to be bad business.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even think I missed this thing until we started talking about this, but there really aren't car security commercials anymore. You remember the Talk Viper? About it. You remember the Viper?
Do I? Scoob, you remember that might be an old heads thing. You remember the Viper, Scoob?
No, I don't.
Oh, it was, man.
It was a shady character lurking in a parking lot at night, and he goes to sneak into this car to steal it, and a snake comes out and just kills him.
Eats him whole.
And it was literally just for, like, that bar lock you put on the steering wheel, and it was like the Viper. Like, yeah, the Club was a big one. The Viper was the cooler one, but the Club was the industry standard, I believe.
If you look at somebody got to have the Viper commercial, like probably even on Twitter. Like, I've seen full movies on Twitter now. The Viper, yeah, the Club. You remember the one where it just you hit a button, it just burns them to death? It just incinerates, sends literal flames out both sides of your car. We were about keeping your car unlocked back then, man.
Well, it was there. It became like, we're going to steal your car to people had those removable radios. Yeah, that's the guy. That's there he fucking is.
It's Creek. Yeah, can we see the Viper, man? Ain't no way they still in business to even like.
I forgot about the sax.
Oh!
Viper car. Protected by Viper. Stand back.
Viper, no one dares come close.
That's how you kept your car safe, man. I can't remember what the flame, but there was little one. It would shoot flames from the side of your car. Like, the point was to burn to death. Whoever was trying to steal your car, the Viper. Kia need to link up with Viper. Viper might be back with this screwdriver, USB, and a stick of gum, MacGyver ass shit.
It's
never happened on the Viper's watch. Not once. Not one time.
Never.
That's how the guy on the with the crane at the store sounded when he was trying to bring the.
Oh, Fox, man. Yeah. Can we see that? That's been on the agenda all week, and it waits no longer. This is Target? I think I saw.
I think it's some store. It's
Lowe's.
Lowe's.
Yeah, this is a guy trying to get a box of something.
Patio furniture.
Like, if it's up that high, it could be literally anything. Yeah. So
I think it's a recliner. It looks like small recliner. Okay.
Listen, small recliner. That's subjective, man. You tell this. Listen to this gentleman scream for his life and tell me that's a small recliner. Listen here.
Small recliner the size of a large recliner.
That's not a good idea.
Keep coming down, man. You got it.
Keep coming down. I'm not listening to nobody holding up a camera, bro.
Turn to the side. You get to the side.
There you go. You can't be scared. Just roll with it. That's what I'm talking about. Hell yeah. So you're doing good.
Pick it up again.
It's out of town when Ken Shamrock got somebody in the ankle hold.
Help! Help! Come down, Will.
I can't! Help!
Please, come down.
Come down. Just keep coming down. Whoa! Get whoa! Oh, wait, I'm in the way. All right, come down.
I'm begging you. Somebody come.
Come down. You gotta come down.
Like Vanilla Ice being held over a building by Shug Knight.
Man, I don't know how to work the machine.
You need to go down.
Hey, I'm not OSHA certified to work this forklift.
I'm going down.
Oh, no. That's like when Mario jump over a... jump over a flower. What? I gotta say, one, he had too much respect for this recliner because that shit would have been disregarded. Completely disregarded. But how does this happen, man?
Not a good look for my twin. Not a good look.
So that was Scoob up there hollering bloody murder.
It's not good when someone says just roll with it. Like that's what someone says to me before the gorilla punches me. Like just roll with it.
Listen, again, before you about to do anything, literally look around. If there are people with their phone out just like this, don't do it. You probably shouldn't be doing what you're about to do.
If there's a crowd gathering, it's a bad idea. And it's like, what's great is the first guy's like, bad idea. And then clearly the person buying whatever's in this box is like, oh, you got it. You got it.
Yeah. That was definitely either a bystander or like some 15-year-olds that worked there. Like, watch this. Look, they about to send Chuck up there. Chuck cannot get this shit down. But look, no, Chuck, you doing good, Chuck. You got it, bro. And Chuck was like, I got it.
Most
I don't got it.
Yeah, no. Most jobs, doesn't matter what it is, they're like, you have to be able to lift like 45 pounds. Regardless if this job is ever going to require you to lift 45 pounds because it's discriminatory. This is a job you should probably have to be able to lift 45 pounds, and this man cannot.
That thing was 46, man. He is... also, like, the worst part... Look at how he's pressed, dog. He really was like, hey, this is really it for the boy. Like, this is... I feel like everybody has something. A car come around the corner or something. You choke on some food for a second. You had that flash like, oh, is this really it? He really looking like, oh, man. Oh, man. Yeah, oh, geez.
I'm going to die at the Lowe's with the box pressed against me.
They're not even trying to help. Everyone's pointing and laughing.
I'm going to die at work. It's going to be on a TMZ. And they for sure not even going to bury me. They're just gonna like sweep me in the back with the rest. That's about to push him through that the cherry picker like Parmesan.
They don't want to fill out the paperwork for this incident.
Yeah, he died at the hospital after he was dismembered in a reclining incident. Yeah, the walls was closing in on him real fast.
One Christmas to get extra money, my father worked at Circuit City. Scoob, I know you've never heard of a Circuit
City.
No,
I actually have. I am just old enough for Circuit City.
I was like, Scoob thinks of Circuit City the way we think of Sears and Roebuck, Bloomingdale's,
Bradley's. Yeah, they. And this was back when they had the fucking big TVs, like the
big
they all weighed 3,000 pounds. And he was trying to lift like team lift one of them, but the other guy didn't have it at all and ended up dropping like a 65 inch TV, which today you can carry with one hand. Back then could kill a man.
I was like, the crater in the earth is still there.
He dislocated his shoulder. He blacked out for a minute. And when he got up, since he's part time, they were just like, this is on you, pal. So he had to drive himself to the hospital. One arm, just driving. The traffic was so bad at one point, he got out of the car, didn't even pull it over, to go into like a Paul Mitchell to get my mother like a hair dryer. It got that up in the car.
He's like, I'm never on this side of town. Hey, look, he's 20% off.
It's like, maybe there's some slings in there for my shoulder.
Yeah.
Can any of y'all set a bum shoulder? Nope. No one? Okay. Just the hair dryer then.
Yeah.
Did he make it to the ER?
Oh, yeah. He was in a sling the rest of the holiday season. It's a tough scene.
I'll say, even if he was full time, they would have been like,
yeah,
it's your fault. Yeah. What did you think? You thought you was going to leave? You came in with two shoulders. You thought you'd leave with two, man? That's on you. That's poor form on you. Now, speaking of criminal activity, McMahon, is Bruce Springsteen been arrested for...
Again?
For assault and battery? What?
This is so funny. This is so goddamn funny.
This is Bruce Springsteen accidentally hit his guitar tech in the head during his tour with the E Street Band. Can we even play this murder on tape? Let's see it.
Zoinks?
Wait, is that, can we see the bottom of the video? Like, yeah, can we see the person getting hit? Oh, there we go.
Oh, yeah, he goes down. Yeah. Bang.
Oh, no. They were like car keys. Also, I imagine the boss ain't playing on no cheap guitars, you know what I mean?
No, that thing's heavy.
He threw it like it was very standard procedure for him to throw it at that point in the concert, but the man looked ready to receive it was not at all prepared. It's like either was tripped at that exact moment, was like, whoa.
Hands were in his first pockets. Day. He was not in the catching position.
He did not. Yeah, his hands are still going up as a guitar. That has to be are you ready? Like, I'm ready. Are you ready? I'm ready.
Actively slipping on a banana, like, as that throw guitar is going in the air.
This is like, yeah, you throwing a baby out of a burning building or something. Like, are you ready? Are you? Yeah. Whoop. And now, is that assault jam? Battery? What kind of time is Springsteen looking at?
Serious time. That's assault with serious bodily injury. You could do years.
It's definitely like somebody tossing somebody the foul ball and they just completely whiff on. How you? Oh, he fell forward. Not bad.
He's knocked out, dude. He's just laying there.
I think he was falling forward before he even made contact with the guitar.
They tied his shoelaces together. They just playing.
They hate this. They fucking hate this guy.
Yeah, this is all really part of the plan. Yeah, that's why they call him the boss, baby.
They need it. They need a just cause to fire him. So they're like, well, we'll whip a guitar at him. If he drops it, he's out of here.
Yeah, this is. Bruce is like, I put a couple of 2 pound weights in here, like the Dirty Fisher. He's like, it'll be much heavier than he expects when he's trying to catch it. Didn't catch it.
We hit some right in the temple.
Oh, he's dead.
He could have been. It hit like the whole side of his head.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff Jarrett hasn't hit people with a guitar in the head like this. Doink.
He just did not have his hands up. He was not ready to receive that guitar.
I'll say, Bruce does look him down like, I'm about to throw it. Yeah. Like,
this is like the 50th time on the show. Like, he should know that this is the guitar throwing portion of the evening. And like, you have one job there is to catch the guitar.
He failed.
And he hits his head on the stage too.
Oh yeah.
He'll never tech again. Yeah. Is what I'm saying. Now Bruce is trying to make it as clear as he can.
that,
He misses it by more every time we rewatch it.
Like the Seattle fish market. Like this is.
Why does he throw his hands up so late? Like he's like, oh, it's right there.
Depth perception, man.
It could be a light because they're blaring lights at the stage, so it might have caught him in the eye at the wrong time. And last second, it's just guitar.
It's
right every once in a while. Like, ah, boy.
You see a center fielder losing the light, so they just go into hide mode. So it's what he should have did, man. He's trying to be a hero. Never be here. I would just let that thing take out Clarence if need be.
Show didn't even stop. The piano man just keeps playing.
The show must go on.
Oh, that drummer has no idea.
I mean, you know Bruce turned his back the second it left his hands.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I was like, you know Bruce is like, yeah, I'm back to the show. Oh, he's waiting for somebody to pitch him a new one.
Yeah, he turned to catch it for the new guitar.
He turned to the crowd. He was like, huh?
It's Stone Cold with the beers, man. Mahomes with the beers. Underthrow. If Mahomes would have tried to go for it, that's what would have happened because Mahomes is still drunk. He was just handing off the trophy to friends.
Bruce is going to have to pay more than the entire railroad, Northern Steel, like whatever. Like Bruce is going to be more liable for this than the entire railroad industry.
Is this going to get Bruce canceled? Is cancel culture going to come for Bruce?
If Travis Scott did this, they'd be furious.
He's going to get canceled. He's going to have to talk to a Slink Johnson school. Is that? he got bumped real good. As a Tom and Jerry with a pink knot just comes up through your hair. He should have pulled the piece on him like Slink Johnson on stage, man.
Dude, I love that picture of Slink Johnson. It's so funny.
This is the only comedian that complained about getting in trouble for cancer, or excuse me, for pushing the envelope. This is Slink Johnson, which if you know his history, he's very much with the shits. It's a throwback Thursday, 2014. That one time I upped the blower on the entire audience in the comedy store and got banned from the building.
It's a bold
9 years later from looking back at this is very funny, but imagine being in the crowd. I was like, Is this a joke? He's really got the biscuit on him.
Is he like asking people to laugh? Like, you better fucking laugh.
People in the replies said that comedians in Los Angeles will still tell the story of this and are still scared of it happening again.
Listen, Slink Johnson, yeah, he's a guy that played Black Jesus. One, he's like a legit 6'7", 6'8", like a monster of a human being. And also, he's like, I got my start. He was like, I used to just like steal cars. And people laugh, and he's like, I would steal your car right now. Like, I would, and if you wouldn't give it to me, I would do this exact thing. So yeah. He's definitely with this. Like, everybody couldn't pull this out, but Slink can. I don't know if he's getting canceled. Who's going to cancel him?
Yeah. Maybe the best reason to be banned from the entire comedy store building.
Also, the blower is an elite name for a gun.
Oh, so good. So good.
The biscuit, the blower. Yeah, they got some fire.
Oh, three Greedos, first person I heard call it the blower, and it's an elite term.
Also, him still having the mic pressed close to mouth.
So it is about airline food.
Yeah. Ha ha, ha ha, ha ha.
This is how the miners in Kentucky navigate the coal mines. So it looks scary before we even press play.
I'm already terrified. Let's see it. Got a coal on his boots. I'm already out. I'm out. How's he turning?
It's got a little wheel thing.
I don't like it. Where do you put the canary?
How do you even know where to go?
Yeah, hang two left and a right. Coal. Stop when you see the coal.
It does feel like a place where children would fit in.
I mean, they could walk easily.
Those tiny hands and feet. Yeah. We still didn't even get to the cult, so that he's probably this is just shift one.
Scary, I don't like that.
We would just have no coal out this bitch. So yeah, guy came straight from that to go watch University of Kentucky basketball, man. imagine that. But, he's like, call it.
We have short adults. You understand? Like, what do we do with them?
They're stout, though. Too stout. Far too stout.
Just roll them in there.
That's why
there are short kings everywhere have a job for life.
Drop DeVito down there.
That's why the children are perfect. They don't have to worry about it. They can stand up and move around freely down there.
Yeah, they're dumb. They don't know they should be getting paid way more money to do this because of how essential it is and how fucked we'd be without it. So you get them young before they even understand all of that. The McMahon trying to send our short population to a coaly grave.
Early death.
Coaly Mick, all right.
Like, listen, we can't use the children. That's illegal. I'm a solutions man. That's why.
So you got to be this tall to ride the roller coaster.
And if not, we got a hole for you. Pretty.
We got a different ride for you. It's underground.
Yeah, you're just like, oh no, I'm about to go ride the tilt-a-whirl. You just feel a coaly hand on your shoulder. It's like, no, my boy, it's mine time.
What if like
Bryce Young at the combine? He's like, please, I'd rather play football.
What if
he's on his tippy toes, 6 foot, 6 foot, 6 foot.
They're like, hey, we'll let you go on through, but then your cart disconnects from the rest and suddenly you're going underground.
I want to sit with my wife and kids. No, you'll sit alone.
One of the kids. You,
they poking the kids like Hansel and Gretel, like, he's too tubby, but... No, her frail frame will go just fine under the Appalachians. Did the McMahon just solve work away?
Right, jobs. That's what I'm doing. I'm getting people in the right out the fields.
Yeah, you see a short guy, you know, oh, that's a coal miner. You just know, like, you either a jock, like, can you ride a horse? No. Okay. Well, you. This is your other option.
Yeah. Well, you're an underground person now.
Do I get a hat with the light? Not yet. Yeah. Not yet. Cole Anthony, Cole Beasley. Too many Cole-related names for this. Poor Bryce.
Sod father, man. He lost his fastball last night. He lost that fastball.
Completely disagree.
Oh.
Make your case, okay. Man. Make your case.
I don't think the teams understood what grass felt like. They play on turf so often, and they showed Hurts changes cleats. He went from like turf cleats half to of real them cleats.
Yeah,
that's what I mean. But it was like, yeah, if you're wearing shorter cleats, you're going to be slipping around on grass. You need a longer cleat. So I put this all on both equipment staffs. Like they were not ready for the sod fought. Like that was real football last night. That's what that's what it should look like. If you're not going to be wearing cleats, you're going to be slipping all over the place. I didn't see Hurts slipping and sliding all over the place because he had, they said, inch and a half spikes on.
Listen, they showed a whole cart of where people change shoes.
Yeah,
people on both sides were like, this is by far the best field, or it's going to be the worst field I've ever played on. I think it was Frank Clark that was like, the best field any of us ever played on was this shitty grass when we were all like 8. And none of us get that anymore. Nobody gets that anymore. Michigan and TCU played on this field, and they slipped as well. I think, which I might have been bad sod, but the paint, because it seemed like the paint on like the NFL logo and on it's everywhere down the center of the field. That's what I think it was, and they spent $800,000 on this grass, cool.
That's a lot.
They roll it in and out. They roll it in and out at night. Can you play the video of it, them just rolling out? They hold 120 yard field.
Is it this first one here?
It's either one, really. The second one shows how they do it. Like they just move the whole shit.
Yeah, this is wild.
How does every new stadium not have this? Because I thought the whole argument for turf over grass is for concerts and stuff. It's if you could just roll it out and put it upstairs for 2 weeks, then nobody, I don't think anybody has any excuses.
Since the entire process takes an hour, though, that's a long time. That's a long time. You got to pay someone for that hour.
Listen, you got to pay somebody to put in the terrible turf, and you got to pay somebody to scrape up all the ligaments torn from the turf. This video, if you'll play this one, this is where they lost me with the sod. They said they bring it outside every day so it can get sunshine. They bring it in at night so it doesn't get too cold. And then I read an article that said the reason they picked this is it's very durable. It's stands up very well to cold weather and foot traffic. And I said, 0-2. 0-2. So this is them. They open up the roof, Ursay style, slide it in, bring it back out. The sod father did that, man. Is it bad form to crap an old man on a Monday, Scoob?
I mean, We saw it in the video. We saw it in the video. It wasn't a good look for the sod father. You gotta imagine he's on the side of the field and he's head in hands. He's ah, shit. I'm too damn old for this. They could fire me, get a young guy in here, be much cheaper than me. I got tenure.
My wife told me not to wear the sweatshirt. If it was bad, no one would ever know it was me. I had to wear this. They got to snatch that off of him ATL, the chain. Just snatch the sod father part off his chest. He's 94 years old. There's no way it's the same grass now it was when he was a lad.
He's used to the grass fighting back when you try to wrangle it back in the day.
Now they got hybrid stuff. So he's prepared fields for 37 Pro Bowls, several World Series, every single Super Bowl in history. Does he get another one?
I think they bring him back.
Yeah, one down year. You think he comes back? He could recapture that old form. I don't know, man. Wearing that hoodie is a little high on the hog there for the sod father. You want the sod father to be humble in his old age.
I should know who you are. I say you're a good official sod father. I should know your name. Mm-hmm. I should know your name. I should just look out and say, man, that's a good lawn, isn't it? And everyone would say, yes, it's a great lawn.
I mean, I saw people were saying, bring me the sod father. Bring me his address. He was not safe for him in Philadelphia last night.
No, he's on the run for sure. He's not getting very far on that terrible grass, but
this is like the opposite of John Johnson or whatever the fuck the Giants trainers, Jim Johnson, whatever it was.
And John Johnson, only two names available there. John, the son of John. Yeah.
Medicine's evolved so much from when he started, he just couldn't possibly know. Grass has devolved. I do want him bringing back the 42 Kentucky blue. You know what I mean? That was the better grass.
He should have brought it out last night because it was bad business out there. Is this him laying down that garbage?
Yeah. Well, this is they do it in a field in Arizona. They spent 18 months growing this field.
Every single player was this is absolutely horrendous.
Yep. And then he ended the thread with gonna go back into the bushes here.
That's really all you could do, man. Because I think it was Oklahoma State, I think, has the same type of grass. Yeah, and before they were like, hey, y'all let us know how you like it. And people let them know. People definitely let them know.
I think
we say school.
We need to address something before the Super Bowl even happened. McMahon, what happened on the drive, man? What happened on the drive?
Uh-oh.
So Noah got one of my worst, Noah's our social media guy. He got one of my worst outputs by far. Not that I was striping other ones, but this was maybe the worst of the night. I noticed he didn't have any video of me winning the chipping competition. I found that interesting.
Get him.
But we also
the Dolphins and Dolphins social media versus Tua before the season.
There's a I've never been to Topgolf before. They have like a golf pro there who like fixes everyone's swing. And she was like, "You have a textbook backswing." And I was like, "So everything else is shit." And she was like, "I wouldn't say that." I was like, "The results do. So what's happening?"
I don't use that kind of language, but yes.
From here, I'm dominating. And then from here on, it's just chaos. Would it just go to the right like 12 yards? That has to be what happens.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That is good backswing. I mean, let's call it how it is.
You just stopped it right there,
The swing looks great. I'm actually not mad at this. I haven't watched it yet. I'm not mad at this video.
I was nervous because once you load up and you don't swing, I'm like, oh man, oh god, he's
pump faking.
Yeah, he's fighting with the Baker Mayfield with the club right now.
I didn't miss any balls. I thought for certain I was gonna miss a few. Didn't I had I, my head was down all night. I was locked in on that ball.
Waste management was in town. You thought you had a shot to get in there.
Or was he sandbagging it for next year? He's low low odds, and he walks in and crushes it next year. The golf pros at Top Golf told, like, I hit it, and they just walked up to me. And he said, do that again. And I did it again. And he said, I've never seen anyone swing like that. And then he walked away. Like, that was the tip.
Like a shooting coach going up to Ben Simmons, like, I got nothing, man. There's nothing I can do to help.
No, because what I tilt the driver a little bit. I was like, it's the only way I can get it to make the ball go straight.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, interesting. And he, like, walked. I was like, any tip for that? He's already gone. He was at base six.
They work with me for a while, and it's tough because, like, they don't have clubs nearly big enough for people. And Noah, our social media guy, is the exact same height as, or even maybe a little taller.
Oh, wow.
So me and him are like,
hoop. Y'all tall as hell.
Me and him are like crouched down, and she's like, every tall guy tries to do this. It's like, yeah, we can't reach the ball. It's too
just
low.
The ball. Yeah,
so it's like, she taught us, like, to only bend back, which is what I would have. Like, no other sport tells you to bend with your back. Every other sport's like, if you bend with your back, you're an asshole. You have to bend with your knees. So we're going all knees. She's like, that's the worst thing you can do. We're like, okay.
Like, what?
Yeah, no, she was right. I started hitting much better after that, but it was wild.
Yeah, people saying you get the backswing. Yeah, that's the one you put on the gram. They don't have to see what happens with the ball. For all you know, Mick Trout, man, that thing went over the net.
Rudman was there too, obviously, and he had like such a hilarious swing because he's just all muscles. But when he connected, it was just like off into the distance there, that glowing building. That's where Shaq's party was. A couple went off the diesel.
See that? I can see he's 2 for 10, but the two go over the net.
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah, golf and games are the antithesis to every other sport. Yeah, I feel like nothing else about golf would make sense. It's terrible for your back, but they're like, no, swing harder. Like, go like this much faster.
Yeah, Steven's got it. Looks like he's swinging a baseball bat. That's all I know how to swing. So it's like, I'm always shocked when baseball players are really good because I would assume it would mess up their normal swing, but they're apparently just better athletes than me, which I didn't think was possible.
Maybe it was plenty of club. You just wouldn't stop choking up. They couldn't get you to stop doing like Gary Sheffield. 12 ball wasn't going. But how sick did you have to be for your parents to say you could skip school? McMahon?
I don't know what it is about my demeanor as a child. My parents just assumed I was always lying. I'm not a liar. This is not in my nature.
Disagree is what they said. They said you capping. Always. Ball capping.
It was eighth grade. And for like all of October, I was like, I am sick. Like, I know I am sick. And my mother was typically the one who made the final call. My father was like, let him stay home. I don't give a shit. My mother was like, he's going to school. So I went, and finally she was like, all right, you won't stop bitching. We'll take you to the doctor. That was always the parents' like big joke, like, all right, if you're staying home, you're going to the doctor. It's, I was like, please, please.
Right, yeah, oh, you just want to stay home and play video games.
And they took me. They were like, not only does he have strep throat, he is strep, like he is giving this to everyone. He is,
it's consumed the rest of his body. Yeah.
He is ground zero for strep throat. We have to take strep his abdomen. Tonsils.
Strep thorax. Yeah,
we gotta take his adenoids. And my mother was like, cool, we'll schedule it for the Wednesday before Thanksgiving because you're not gonna miss school for this. I was like, what is happening here? So they put me on the table that morning. They got out, they brought me, and it was just hell. Like, have either of you had your tonsils removed?
No.
Like, think of like the worst sore throat you've ever had, and then someone comes and takes like a blowtorch on top of that. Like, it hurts tremendously. And I'm just sitting there on Thanksgiving. Luckily, the Patriots played. The Patriots played the Lions. That was the only highlight of the day. Because other than that, it was just me. There's no way to breathe because even through your nose, it still has to go through the throat, you understand? So that still hurts. So I'm sitting there, can't breathe. And my father's like, I feel bad. I want you to work, to enjoy the holidays. So he took the turkey, sure, the mashed potatoes, the gravy, and probably one other thing, and toss them in a blender to make me a Thanksgiving smoothie. That, I took a sip to be polite because I was like, I appreciate the thought, but man, oh man, did that stink. That was awful.
He just, eh?
What do you think?
Yeah, the consistency of it was like
quite lumpy.
Motor oil and chicken soup.
We have to play that video. The guy sitting in front of them was going like ape shit. He was.
Oh yeah, yeah. That boy was off the perk 7 million.
Who was he sitting with? So I can look it up. I can't remember who it was.
Bob Myers.
Okay.
Yeah, someone quote tweeted that. Someone in the league quote tweeted that. It was like, my man in the front then geeked up.
Found it. Here we go.
Spaceships on Bankhead. What's that? Here we go. Yeah, Gary Payton Lena. You can see in his, he's, I don't have any, there's nothing holding my guts inside me right now.
He's got his elbow. He's like, oh, my stomach hurts so bad.
Yeah, I'm dying, man. And Dunleavy said, yeah, we'll just have you switch the pick and roll. We'll have you guard Jokic. Yeah, let's see this guy. triple time.
He's got his own song in his head.
Got him a damn beer.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I know that's right.
I do love he does the one single clap. He's like, and then he goes up and down again on the spit. Yeah, he's seen enough.
This is a guy who has to, like, before he leaves the house, it takes 20 minutes because he's checking every door thrice and shutting off on and off the light a couple times. Like, that's what time this guy's on.
Turning every single burner on the stove on to make sure it's off. I just respectfully, it would feel miserable to be at a basketball game in these circles. Like, if that's the kind of get, like, it's so many flashing lights and noises and shit at a basketball game that you're just not in control of. He was like, should I just throw these on the court? I can't see shit. No way. I just snap them over my knee like Bo Jackson. And that boy feeling good. Whoever on the right, Phil Jackson smiling. He having a good time in the bottom right.
You think he sits there and he's like, they don't even know I'm fucked up right now. They don't even know. They don't even know.
Yes, we do. You will not stop putting your glasses up and down on your face.